Welcome to my podcast, Your Gut Health Puzzle Made Simple. I'm your host, Prajakta, and this podcast will help you uncover the root causes to your gut issues, help you heal and nurture your gut through the healing power of nutrition and healthy lifestyle modifications. I will be sharing quick and easy tips that you can implement right away to solve your gut health puzzle. Hey, welcome back to another episode. I'm a registered dietitian, founder and CEO of Right Nutrition Works, and I'm so glad you have joined me today. Hey there, my friend. I hope you are doing well and enjoying your summer. Before we begin our today's episode, I want to talk about something real quick. Some of you may be already aware of this. I'm hosting a 5-day detox program called Cleanse Me. This program will start on July 24th. This is a whole food-based detox, meaning you will be eating lots of fruits and vegetables, whole grains, and lean proteins. You won't starve, I promise. When you sign up for the program, you will get a complete meal plan, brand new recipes that help your body remove toxins efficiently, and a shopping list so you will know exactly what to eat at each meal. I'm going to give you a proven protocol that can help you drop weight, sleep better, and get more energy in just under a week. You will receive tons and tons of support from me, so there is no way you are lost and don't know how to do all this by yourself. I have a structured plan ready for you. I'm also doing an early bird special for this program. The early bird special ends tomorrow, which is July 20th, so be sure to take advantage of this offer and sign up today. I have a sign up link in my show notes, so be sure to check it out. Now let's shift gears and start with our today's episode. The topic that I want to talk about is oxalate toxicity. We'll discuss what oxalate is, where it is found, its impact on our body, and its connection to poor gut health. We will also touch upon the signs and symptoms of oxalate toxicity, diagnostic tests that are available, and ways to manage and correct oxalate toxicity. So let's jump right in. Let's start with the basics first. What exactly is oxalate? Oxalate is a naturally occurring molecule that is found in many plant-based foods. It's produced by plants as a way to store calcium. Oxalate is a chelator that grabs minerals. It loves to connect with minerals to form compounds, including calcium oxalate. What's so interesting about this little molecule is that it can switch forms and it likes to partner with other minerals as well. Essentially, oxalate is a general term for oxalic acid and oxalate crystals. In the human body, oxalate is primarily produced by our liver or ingested through our diet. While small amounts of oxalate are normal and necessary for various bodily functions, high levels can lead to problems. Now that we understand what oxalate is, let's talk about the dietary sources. Where can we find oxalate in our food? Oxalate is present in several foods, including almonds, beets or beet greens, hemp seeds, kiwi, lentils, spinach, raspberries, rhubarb, turmeric, Swiss chard, potatoes and sweet potatoes, quinoa, cocoa, chia seeds, and figs. Oxalate toxicity occurs when there is an excessive buildup of oxalate in the body. This can result from various factors such as a diet that is high in oxalate-rich foods, certain medical conditions, or even compromised gut health. We will explore the intricate relationship between oxalate and the gut, discussing how an unhealthy gut can contribute to oxalate toxicity. But first, let's talk about some common signs and symptoms of oxalate toxicity. Recognizing these indicators is essential in identifying potential issues related to high oxalate levels. Oxalate toxicity can affect various parts of the body and present with diverse symptoms. It is important to note that individual experiences may vary and not everyone will exhibit all these symptoms. Here are some of the common signs and symptoms of oxalate toxicity. One of the most well-known consequences of elevated oxalate level is the formation of kidney stones. Oxalate can bind with calcium in kidneys, leading to the development of calcium oxalate stones. Kidney stone symptoms may include severe abdominal or back pain, blood in the urine, frequent urination, and discomfort during urination. Number 2. High levels of oxalate can contribute to joint pain and inflammation, resembling symptoms of arthritis. Individuals with oxalate toxicity may experience joint stiffness, swelling, and discomfort, often affecting the fingers, toes, and large joints such as knees and hips. Number 3. Oxalate can irritate the gastrointestinal tract, leading to digestive symptoms. These may include abdominal pain, bloating, gas, diarrhea, or constipation. Some individuals may also experience nausea and vomiting. Number 4. In rare cases, oxalate toxicity can impact the nervous system, resulting in neurological symptoms. These may include tingling or numbness in the extremities, muscle weakness, and even more severe manifestations like seizures and difficulty coordinating movements. However, it is important to note that neurological symptoms are less common and typically occur in severe cases of oxalate toxicity. Number 5. Excessive oxalate can sometimes affect the eyes and skin. Eye-related symptoms may include burning or itching sensation, redness, or increased sensitivity to light. Skin symptoms may manifest as itching, rashes, or even the formation of calcium oxalate crystals on the skin. Now, let's explore the intriguing relationship between leaky gut and oxalate toxicity. Leaky gut, also known as increased intestinal permeability, refers to a condition where the lining of the digestive tract becomes compromised, allowing substances such as toxins, undigested food particles, and bacteria to leak into the bloodstream. Some more symptoms and conditions that are associated and connected to oxalate overload or oxalate toxicity include anxiety, arthritis, chemical sensitivities, connective tissue disorder, constant urinary tract infections, vaginal yeast infection, and sinus infections. Digestive issues and leaky gut, rectal pain, osteopenia, sleep problems, and depression can also indicate oxalate toxicity. So now the question is, how does leaky gut relate to oxalate toxicity? Let's find out. When the gut lining is healthy, it acts as a protective barrier, allowing nutrients to pass through while preventing harmful substances from entering the bloodstream. However, in the case of leaky gut, the tight junctions between the cells of the intestinal lining become loose and damaged, leading to increased permeability. This allows toxins, including oxalate, to enter the bloodstream in higher amounts. A compromised gut lining can result in an increased absorption of oxalate from the digestive system. Normally, a healthy gut efficiently breaks down and eliminates oxalate, preventing its accumulation in the body. However, with leaky gut, higher amounts of oxalate can enter the bloodstream, potentially leading to elevated levels of toxicity. Oxalate crystals are like sandpapers to the GI tract, and therefore creating more inflammation that increases leaky gut. The gut microbiome, which is the community of microorganisms residing in our intestines, plays a crucial role in maintaining gut health. It helps break down food, produces beneficial compounds, and contributes to the integrity of the intestinal lining. When the gut microbiome is imbalanced, such as in case of gut dysbiosis or an overgrowth of harmful bacteria, it can contribute to leaky gut. This imbalance may also influence oxalate metabolism in the gut. Within the gut microbiome, there are some specific bacteria known as oxalate degrading bacteria that help break down and degrade oxalate. These bacteria play a crucial role in preventing oxalate buildup and toxicity. However, in cases of dysbiosis or an imbalance in the gut microbiome, the population of oxalate degrading bacteria may decrease, resulting in reduced oxalate breakdown and potential toxicity. Leaky gut is often associated with chronic inflammation in the gut. This inflammation can further exacerbate oxalate toxicity. Inflammatory processes can lead to oxidative stress and tissue damage, which can increase the absorption of oxalate and impair the body's ability to metabolize and eliminate it effectively. Understanding the relationship between leaky gut and oxalate toxicity highlights the importance of addressing gut health in managing oxalate-related issues. By focusing on healing the gut lining, restoring gut microbiome balance, and reducing inflammation, it may be possible to improve oxalate metabolism and minimize the toxicity. I have been working with people who are struggling with digestive issues for the last few years, and I have seen that heavy antibiotic use beginning in the early childhood and beyond can significantly predispose a person to oxalate toxicity. Individuals with a history of recent or heavy antibiotic use may be at much greater harm from dietary oxalate because most antibiotics destroy the flora of degrades oxalate. Additionally, individuals that are born with high amounts of oxidative stress, such as those with autism, ADHD, OCD, and other eating disorders, are also a greater risk of being harmed by dietary oxalate. These people generally have impaired gut microbiome due to increased oxidative stress. Diagnosing oxalate toxicity involves assessing oxalate levels in the body and identifying any underlying causes or contributing factors. Here are some diagnostic tests that may be used. Urine oxalate test. This test measures the amount of oxalate excreted in urine over a 24-hour period. It helps determine if there is an excessive oxalate excretion, which can be indicative of oxalate toxicity. A high level of oxalate in the urine, known as hyperoxaluria, may suggest a problem with oxalate metabolism or elimination. Blood oxalate test. Blood testing for oxalate is less common but may be performed in certain cases. It measures the concentration of oxalate in the blood. Elevated levels of oxalate in the blood can indicate increased oxalate absorption or impaired oxalate metabolism. Kidney stone analysis. If an individual has a history of kidney stone or exhibits symptoms associated with kidney stone formation, analyzing a composition of the kidney stone can provide valuable information. Calcium oxalate stones are commonly associated with oxalate toxicity. Genetic testing. In some cases, genetic testing may be recommended, particularly if there is a suspicion of genetic disorder that affects oxalate metabolism. Genetic tests can identify mutation or abnormalities in genes related to oxalate metabolism, providing insights into inherited conditions associated with oxalate toxicity. It is important to note that diagnosing oxalate toxicity requires a comprehensive evaluation by your healthcare professional. Your healthcare professional will consider your medical history, symptoms, and results from diagnostic tests to make an accurate diagnosis. Additionally, other tests may be ordered to identify underlying causes or conditions contributing to oxalate toxicity. Now, let's explore five important strategies and treatments to reduce oxalate toxicity in the body. These approaches focus on managing oxalate levels, improving gut health, and minimizing the impact of oxalate-related issues. Remember to consult with your healthcare professional for personalized advice and guidance. But let's dive in for now. Dietary modifications. Adjusting your diet is a fundamental strategy to reduce oxalate toxicity. Consider the following. Low oxalate diet. Limiting high oxalate foods is crucial. Reduce intake of foods such as spinach, rhubarb, beets, chocolate, nuts, and certain berries. Instead, focus on low oxalate alternatives like leafy greens, cruciferous vegetables, lean proteins, and healthy fats. Consulting a registered dietitian who specializes in oxalate management can help create an individualized low oxalate meal plan. Number 2, calcium-rich foods. Consuming calcium-rich foods with meals can help bind to oxalate in the gut and reduce its absorption. Good sources of calcium include dietary products, fortified plant-based milk, canned fish with bones and leafy greens. Next is hydration. Staying adequately hydrated can help dilute oxalate in the urine and potentially reduce the risk of kidney stone formation. Aim for sufficient water intake throughout the day. Gut health optimization is very, very essential. Probiotics and prebiotics. Introducing beneficial bacteria through probiotic supplements or fermented foods can help restore gut microbiome balance. Look for strains that have been shown to degrade oxalate, such as Oxalobacter formigenes. Probiotics such as inulin or resistant starch can provide nourishment for these beneficial bacteria. Next is fiber-rich diet. Consuming a diet that is high in soluble as well as insoluble fiber promotes regular bowel movements and can assist in eliminating oxalate from the body. Whole grains, fruits, vegetables, and legumes are excellent source of fiber. Moving on to next strategy. In some cases, healthcare professionals may recommend specific protocols to heal the gut lining and address leaky gut. These protocols may involve eliminating trigger foods, incorporating gut-supportive nutrients, and potentially using supplements such as L-glutamine or quercetin. Managing underlying conditions is equally important. Addressing any underlying medical condition that contribute to oxalate toxicity is essential. For example, treating digestive disorders, managing conditions such as inflammatory bowel disease or IBD, celiac disease, gastrointestinal infections can help improve gut health and reduce oxalate absorption. Addressing genetic disorders. Inherited conditions such as primary hyperoxaluria may require specialized treatment and management approaches. Genetic counseling and working closely with healthcare professionals are crucial in these cases. Now, I want to stress a little bit about a topic on hygiene and lifestyle practices. Good hygiene practices, especially washing your hands before eating and, of course, after using the restroom, helps reduce the risk of bacterial contamination that can lead to gut disturbances and oxalate-related issues. Physical activity. Regular exercise and physical activity can support overall health and promote efficient metabolism and elimination of waste products, potentially aiding in oxalate management. Moving on to the next topic, which is nutritional supplements. Calcium supplements. In consultation with healthcare professionals, calcium supplements may be recommended to bind with oxalate in the gut and reduce its absorption. However, supplementation should be tailored to individual needs and medical guidance. Vitamin B6. Some evidence suggests that B6 vitamin supplementation may help reduce oxalate production in the body, but please discuss with your healthcare professional first. Remember, the strategies and treatments for reducing oxalate toxicity should be individualized based on your specific needs, your medical history, and guidance from healthcare professionals. That concludes this episode on oxalate toxicity and its association with poor gut health. Before I wrap up, I would like to do a quick reminder once again that the early bird special for Cleanse Me Detox program, which is going to be ending on July 24th, if you want to take the advantage of early bird special, please do not wait and register using the link in my show notes. So, all right, my friend, thank you for tuning in. Take care of your gut, prioritize your health, and stay tuned for more enlightening episodes. I will see you again next week, and bye for now.